Fire, what are you saying?
Yes, fire aquí.
We are here again, Ballhead and the Drip Podcast. Everyone tune in. We give thanks for all the support from those times. So now, fire, what are we reason about today?
Yeah, well, today we are reason about ways to end the bad habit of being unhappy. Because we realize a whole heap of people just walking around with some look on them faces that they shouldn't be having. Some worries that they shouldn't be having, some heavy burden. So we really want to talk about this concept of unhappy and ways to actually eradicate that completely. You know?
Great topic, Farai, because what I've learned in my short life on Earth is that being happy and being unhappy is a habit, mm-hmm. you know? And unfortunately, if you're not taught and you don't understand yourself, I don't want to say the default, but majority of people seem to be on the area where they practice being, and I want to be clear, they practice mm-hmm. being unhappy. Now let's do a disclaimer. There are people experiencing some things in life that are just terrible. So I may question their ability to even experience happiness. Mm-hmm. Sister Ali said we shouldn't be saying happy, we should say peace. You know, mm-hmm. Sister Shahrazad Ali. If you didn't check out that reason, make sure you check it out. But in the context, happiness, right? So I wanted to say that, right? But in my personal life, I had to practice being happy consistently. And when I say happy, I'm not talking about no cloud nine walking around smiling all the time. But having, like, peace in my heart. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the source of it came with gratitude and also taking the time. You can't be running around all the time. Taking the time to look at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And I said all that to say, let's start with the first one here, the biggest one for most people, right? People who worry, this is like one of the most terrible habits you can have for being unhappy. And many of you listening probably can relate. People who worry all the time, right? That's like the norm. Depending on who you talk to, Faye, they just scared of everything, Faye.
Everything.
Especially my Christian folks, no disrespect, it is what it is, right? But the things that people worry about sometimes, majority of times, are kind of not rational.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, your brain goes way in the space of things that, like, I would just ask a person, how many things that you worry about actually takes place?
Mm-hmm.
Some of it may be manifestation because you it's almost like you're pushing it to going that way. But how many things that, and for my people who worry all the time, along with the stress you put on yourself, can be very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the different issues people have, high blood pressure. I remember one time, I was younger, I was worried about something. I felt sick. Yeah. I personally made myself sick from the thoughts in my head. And the wildest thing, it never played out like that. by the way, right? It never played out like that. I was making this big old terrible outcome movie. But I've experienced to where younger age, through a 6 year, I personally made myself sick just from replaying stuff in my mind, right? And advice I want to give people who do struggle with worrying is that I think you need to take an inventory of your life. You need to reflect and think about all the things that you've been able to get through to get to this point. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't it be the same? Like, you need to have enough confidence in yourself to figure, like, I could figure this out too. And regardless of the outcome, I'll get through this situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a confidence thing to give yourself a common spirit to know that. Because obviously you're here. Right. So obviously you got to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Life probably didn't play out like some Hollywood movie like you want, but you did get through a lot of stuff to be at this point. You're still here. So why don't you replay all those terrible things you were worrying about prior and think about, I got through that. So why wouldn't I be able to get through this if this is a real situation?
Yeah.
If this is not just some situation you're making up in your mind.
Now, most of the time is a all right, so there are real depictions that take place. You ever do psychology class and hear about a thing what them call operant conditioning, and you have classical conditioning.
No, explain that for me.
Essentially, like, as an example, there's a dog. Every single time you ring the bell, hear the bell ring, the dog know food coming. So you ring the bell and you bring food, come get the dog. So you see, knowing that the dog mind, once the dog hear a bell ring, the dog expecting food.
Yeah.
So that's the way you condition the mind. So it's almost, and it's the same type of concept really I play out. So it's like what heap of neurons, what heap of thoughts are firing in a person's brain. All this are the neurons, them are fire all over. So you see, automatically from a case come up that you don't identify with or don't have a solution for, immediately, what heap of neurons start firing in your brain. Your brain start go left, right, all different direction, and you start to think about things when it actually exists, or this is the worst outcome.
Think about foolishness.
These are the worst outcome where it take place. So it's almost a conditioning that take place in the mind. I'm realizing it start make the progress diminish. There is not much progress where it come from it. And then as damage and the whole disease thing, because people don't understand the concept of our stress, where stress play upon the brain, you know, for the moment you start worry about all of these different things, and stress start tying, you know. You know, realize that that start dragging down. So we know if we're going to end that bad habit of worrying about things, so what we need to do is start become more solution-oriented.
Big time.
And if we're not become solution-oriented, then it's not going to make no sense, because we have to start. We can't think about the problems, you know, because people really, really believe, say, oh, you have problems, you can't think about them, you know. Yeah, you can't think about them, but you're not worry about them.
It's like analyze them in a sense and don't overdo it, you know? But I want to touch on one more thing before we move on with this. There's this idea, and it's kind of very destructive in this health realm, is that as long as you're eating greens and eating fruit, fire. Mine got to be healthy.
Mine have a fresh one.
And you need to sleep. Because people think, oh, I drink my juice and I'm eating salad and they're doing whatever, but your mind not healthy.
Yeah.
You have an unhealthy mind that mostly focuses on negative things.
Being negative.
And under a lot of stress, so the body can't work properly. And you need to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I just want to emphasize that. And you need to sleep. And I think, and people probably get turned off with it. Like, well, I was eating a certain way, but how was your mind?
Yeah, more than that, man.
You know?
That's a BSS.
Big time. Next part there in regards to bad habit of being unhappy is not being accountable. Right? Not being accountable. People don't want to take accountability for stuff. And there are two sides to this accountability thing. One, I've noticed people who like blame themselves for everything. So I don't know if that's accountability or that's some type of mental illness where they just blame themselves for stuff that had nothing to do with them. But we have people out there that there's no accountability to what takes place that you're responsible for. There are a lot of things that happen in your life that have nothing to do with you. But there's a lot that happens in your life that has a lot to do with you. And those are the things you need to take accountable for, own it, and figure out what can we do moving forward. There's too much blaming people for everything. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And, like, the more you blame people, the more you're less accountable. Yeah. And you can't make the proper progress that you need or even identify what needs to be improved when you don't say, hey, you know, I played a role. Fire, I can speak for me. As I said, I'm speaking for me personally. I don't know about the next person's life. But I can say about 95% of the worst things that occurred to me are self-inflicted.
And most people can't say that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can really, in retrospect, it's like stuff or bad experiences. Yeah. And you know, it's wild. The frequency pre-warned me. In retrospect, it's not like I didn't get a pre-warning about certain stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just went and did it anyway, and I suffered the consequences, and they've been very rough lessons. But those are self-inflicted things. I can't blame the next person for that.
Okay, you see, the most people know of us, you know, me, I raise a rest day soul, great Babandi.
Yeah.
Me, I raise with Babandi, Augustine, and Babandi, and at the main point of the conversation, the first rule of nature is to preserve oneself.
Yeah.
I don't think most people even know that whole saying, much less even know what it means. Because the preservation of oneself, it includes understanding which way you go wrong.
Because
you see, if you are going to preserve yourself and you can't know where you go wrong, you'll never take a right step.
True.
Or if you do take a right step, it's just by a little accident then, but you never continue have a consistent pattern of stepping in the right direction. And you see, most people can't get over this whole narcissistic trait where them have, and this now and sometimes may I be very honest, I can't see why most people narcissistic, because it's not like there's nothing there to be narcissistic about.
Yeah,
you know, because you don't have a good relationship with people. you don't do things in the right manner where you're supposed to do it for, so yourself can benefit from it. So I don't really see what most people narcissistic about. So I feel like all of these different narcissistic traits and all of these things of not preserving themselves have led them to be unhappy. So we have to overstand, say, the more we start leaning into preserving ourselves and cutting off certain energies too, yeah. Because certain energies is a lead with a bit unhappy too, you know.
Draining,
that one thing,
know?
It drain we, you know. And the moment certain energies over there and drain we know, we start become like these energies, not realizing, say it's because these energies around you make us start to think certain negative ways. And it's the more we start just about now and become one with ourselves and jogging our ear and become what people would classify as loneliness.
Yeah.
And being in a silence now, I start appreciate the whole concept of you holistically. Solitude. That's when the whole unhappiness start to drift. And you realize, say, happiness and certain lights start shining in your life, you know?
You brought up a great point, too, in regards to association and environment, actually. And you have to remove yourself from certain environments. Mm-hmm. Like, I've learned that personally in regards to even talking to certain people.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to lower it because, like, the conversation is not there in this regard. The energy fire. You get what I'm saying? It's just a negative energy.
Miserable
no progress and everything, a problem, and it's this and that. And saying,
mm-hmm.
no, it can't work. You have to keep it moving and grooving.
Mm-hmm.
Next one here we have is another thing. This habit of being, you don't have no goals. You know, you can't live your life without goals. And I want to be clear, I think with this goal thing, we take it to extreme. People watching too much motivation videos and, you know, no fire. We need basic goals. And I think the greatest goals to have are daily goals in the sense that completing things, because the consistent completion that leads to actually big accomplishments. So I'll give you an example. Weight loss is a big thing for everyone, right? And weight loss is very hard. The weight loss is you should have a goal every day. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I don't recommend working out every day because that can't work. But I'm going to work out on Wednesday, right? I'm only going to eat this. That is your goal. That is your supreme focus. The focus is not necessarily, you know, looking ripped or having all this. It's just getting through that day. But people don't even have goals, fire. Okay. So you don't have no direction and you don't have no sense of accomplishment because you didn't have a goal. And as I stated earlier, when they do create the goal, because you have to learn how to create realistic goals. When they create the goal is so far gone
Far-fish.
That you're not going to get it. So when you're not getting anywhere near that goal now, you become discouraged and that creates a problem, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because since you said me, I think to myself, you know, say, I really feel like the whole concept of a goal. It's something where you even need to be broken down further because most humans don't even understand what a goal is.
You have to learn. Go ahead.
Because even with this thing of goal, what is a goal? You mentioned weight loss. People say, no, I just want to lose weight. I'm going to start going to the gym. That's not a goal. Or yeah. I want to be rich. Well, yeah. What's your goal? Like, I want to be rich. That's not a goal. So identifying even what a goal, I feel like going back to basic, it might seem like a baby phase. But identifying what a goal, a particular target that you want to reach, you have to have a key performance indicator even within that target so you can ensure so you stay put and then you have a benchmark where you measure yourself against. So these are different things that people have to understand. If you're not doing that, then you're going to constantly be unhappy because there's nothing where to gauge where you should be. But it's all going to be in your mind. And then if you just randomly gauge where you should be in your mind, then you could be striving, but yeah. You won't even see the progress. And because sure. You're not see that progress, then you're gonna constantly just be unhappy. You know?
Get discouraged, you know?
Yeah,
serious thing. Next one here is, this is one people don't want to hear, right? Holding on to grudges, fight. That's another source of being unhappy. Let people be, far. We spoke about this before with the parents, and it seemed like it really triggered people, but like,
mm-hmm.
As my Jamaican breakthrough, you got low people.
Yeah,
people hold on to people too much, and like, you know, you just gotta load people and keep it moving and grooving.
I don't know why I hear that.
You get what I'm saying? It's just like they want some retribution and this and that. And it's just, I understand human beings. I understand humanity, human beings, and the irrational behavior of human beings.
Mm-hmm.
This is my, as I said, I want to be clear. This is my approach, right? I'm not no psychologist. I'm saying what works for me. One, I don't take things personally. And a lot of times something happens to you, it's not necessarily personal, but you think it's towards you, and like a lot of it has nothing to do with you. You may be on the receiving end of that particular action that you don't like, but it's not necessarily you that's the source of the action. So we're not as important as we think. Everyone's not doing something directly to us. That's like the first thing. And if someone does it, right? I'm not even going to say the term forgiveness because that's a whole different thing. Like, okay, how much do I have to interact with that person? Especially if it's a person that I don't have to interact. Fire, keep it moving. You are spending too much energy being mad at everyone in the world. You can't, it can't coincide, the peace and growth and all these things can't coincide with you being mad at the world every day. Mm-hmm. Especially for something that's 6 weeks old, 6 months old, six years old, 15 years old, 20 years old.
You see, something when we realize going to it and having certain ups and downs, there's two things I'm taking note of, right? One, you have to learn to deal with people accordingly. Yeah. And because them don't know to deal with people accordingly, them reaching a certain circles, it's all about, okay, let me be up in these people's space. Not realizing, say, oh, you have a thing where you have to time it. You have a thing called timing. Yeah. And then you have certain people who's just never meant to be directly in your circle like that. Probably you can have a relationship with that person, but you have to know how to define relationships. And if you don't know how to define relationships and deal with people accordingly, then you can always be unhappy. And then the next part of the whole thing is, I feel like this is the whole highlight of this particular whole anti-grudge part where I make people unhappy. No joke for you. This particular part now is where everybody romanticizes trauma.
Yeah.
Romanticizing your trauma is a big, big thing. That's
the trauma trending for you.
That's the reason why we talk about the whole parents thing and show people say, if you can learn to forgive your parents and for certain things and keep it moving. People never want to hear that because the reason why they don't want to hear that because they want to hold on to them trauma. Oh, I have this trauma because apparently, you see, if you don't have a set trauma or a trauma where most people can relate to, you don't see yourself as somebody. So that's one of the whole thing too. People have to learn for you. You see the trauma, then you have to learn off it. I get it. It's not like you can spend today or tomorrow and just get rid of your trauma. You have to have a whole process for alleviate yourself from trauma. I get it. But it's not like, on the flip side, you can't live within that trauma forever because that's going to be turning a bitter person. And when that turning a bitter person, sometimes I believe it or not, there's no coming back from that.
Farah, here go the thing. The one I said trauma is trending, right? You made up a great point in regards to working. Are you working towards healing your trauma or are you complaining about it?
All right.
How much complaining are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working towards healing the trauma or are you complaining?
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to hear this. A lot of things with this trauma, too, it's a cop-out. I'm looking for every excuse so I don't got to deal with my life. Because
yeah.
The trauma has more control over your life.
A big time.
It's fire. I can't let something that happened 10 years ago dictate what I'm doing today. I can't let nothing that happened yesterday dictate what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, because it's going to flop out today. It's going to flop out this. I'm supposed to flop out this experience because of something that happened earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now that can't work, yeah?
Yeah.
For a child or a younger person, but not for a mature adult.
Again, noting that everybody is on that strong level.
I clearly understand, yeah, right? Yeah. So it's a biased thing, but at the same time, I just feel these are the heights you should reach in the sense that, like, there's too
at least
much
aim for each that I'd say.
There's too much blame game going on. And I've been there. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite to say I haven't experienced. I've been in where I lived in the past and this and that. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you from experience. And it's a much better life when you can move on and accept people for who they are. That's the next thing people don't want to understand. It's like they just dying for somebody to change. And that person's not changing. You have no control. Self-mastery is the greatest thing. We can't change nobody out here, yeah? So you're wasting your time waiting for this person to change or, you know, whatever, redemption, whatever. If I redeem yourself and make sure you on the heights and you good.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I'm not letting nothing that occur from that mess up my mental and my peace, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not letting that happen, yeah. And if it start to happen, I got to check myself, I ain't get back on board, yeah. I'm not going through this thing depressed and down, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Life is short.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a decision I made. So people need to make a better decision. Now, when I say depression, people want to run with that. Some people have some serious real depression now. Clinical depression, like biochemistry is going on.
Of course.
Now the people just feel down and say it's depressed and want to run with it. And that's the next word we need to stop using so loosely in regards to. Some people can't get out the bed like there's a lot going on upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now other people just have a vibe and say, oh, I'm depressed. I don't want to do nothing.
And you know that I mentioned that is a thing when we realize, you see this blowing off steam thing?
Yeah.
Is a thing where most people need to find something positive for blow off steam. Because if you're like, most people blow off steam like with this whole argument and being aggressive and pushing that aggression on everybody else. But most people don't realize, you see, if you really have a structured activity to blow off the steam, you realize the way or you feel afterwards start lead to your healing faster. So if you're a youth where you play football, you like play football, you find a park and you go start play some football, you realize that every day after 30 minutes of playing football, how you feel after that.
Yeah.
Just you like chess, you like to sit down in a particular series. Not that we want to get people too much into the world watching TV, but there's activities sometimes where you do, where release certain chemicals and stimulate, what them call like that particular happy chemical again, can't remember, dopamine or something of that sort. And you start get happy now, you start feel that feeling of happiness, you realize that these are certain things you need for blow off certain steam. So it's like the way how you release steam also take away from your unhappiness. And there are certain people who release steam. Them release steam and then become even more unhappy, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like that's why that hobby thing is very important, you know?
Very.
And workout and cooking and those type of vibes.
Very, yeah.
And the last one here is... neglecting your calling. You think about that one, the last one. Neglecting your calling.
You know, say something that way, where for me, for one, I think that in itself even relate to me the most.
Yeah.
Like out of everything, because when I think about my calling and what is my calling, something when I think about whole leap, even to this day, right now, me and they talk right now, and that's something when I really think about, like, what is my calling? I'm going to just want to throw it loose to all, just do music and... That's why I never try to be one-dimensional before, because when we think about my calling, it's more likely just staying organized and edge on the side of doing things or become an expert in our or we express yourself in with a more structured manner too. So I feel like actually neglecting your calling is something really to unhappiness, because me can remember times when me in a some corporate office, I sit down in a some corporate office and maybe more build some tune or sing something, and I can't hum because I'm in some cubicle, and I become so frustrated and unhappy that I not even know what to do with myself. And once I walk out of that, I'm utter a sound of music, and I make one note, my day feel like it just made. So I can just imagine everybody who want neglect them calling and how depressed and unhappy them feel.
No, facts. And some people are fortunate. I want to clear up all the internet myths. Some people are fortunate to do what they love, right? That's not for the average person.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can do what you love outside of making an income. You need to make an income, right?
Mm-hmm.
First thing people need to figure out is, like, what's their calling? I don't think people spend enough time to just figure out, like, what's their calling. Then when you start to identify and get close to it, you need to nurture it.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the internet, because so much garbage out there in regards to this living your dream. And put all that to say, we in reality fight, right? So you may be working somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the calling needs to become like your hobby, but you need to spend time in it, because internally something feel off. I feel like something not dear.
Not dear yet.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why you need to like do that thing and nurture it and disregard people and don't think about no money. But that's the next thing is everybody want to monetize everything. Like, just do it.
The money we come on.
You know what I'm saying? And just do it. And I think, like, that brings peace in regards to doing something that's, like, innately something you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I use the word hobby because that's a word everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely need to find out your calling, and that would kind of really minimize the unhappiness that you have. You find so much solace in it. And what happens is you notice the easiest way, I think, to find a calling is just, like, what are the things you just do all day? You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's your little zone. You may be discouraged to do it, or you may not know how you could do it. But like, those are things you do. You could do all day. If you like cooking all day, cooking's your calling, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? If you like whatever it is, that's your calling. And I think we complicate it so much. And I think the money thing complicates us a lot because they try to tie in a calling with making a living. Mm-hmm. And I think in a capitalistic society, it pushes you towards that. Mm-hmm. But if you remove yourself as a human being, you'll notice it's just like, what do I love doing? Mm-hmm. And find time to do it. Yeah, you may not be able to do it all day, but you definitely need to find time to do it, do consistently, growing your craft, share it with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but everything doesn't have to tie down to the profit.
Because
the profit kills. The profit kills that creativity. This dude, Chris Hedges, had a great point. He was speaking about how profits has killed the potential and majority of American youth. They don't put energy into the skill set or the gifts that they have. I think he said it kills gifts. They don't put energy into the gifts that they have because they focus on what can be done to make profits instead of nurturing the gift. And I think we need to balance it. We need to make a living, you know, but at the same time, you should nurture
the balance is key there, so for real. You have to not overdo that. Like, I tell a man, like, I feel like me can even be the example for enough man to see me because we talk about this work thing. Yeah, we left work. We have a schedule at one given time. We leave work and know it's all right. We have to do this. Every time we get a paycheck, we have to work and go to the studio. We have this amount for go to the studio, for go vice and them thing that we never jump the process. Now I try to skip the process. So we know, say, these are the stepping stones that we have to take. So if you could, okay, I know, say, it's not like you have to get it day one or right off the top, but at least aim towards that calling so you can reach this.
Nah, serious thing. Anyone out there, the unhappy thing is not there to go. It's definitely, you can live a peaceful life. I don't say happy or joyous. So you can live a peaceful life. You don't have to be miserable every day. Yeah. For those that know where I go over the five things, worrying all the time. No, I'll put it in the thing, but work on being, having more peace in your life.
Yeah.
You know, I think people need to work on it. Like having more peace. Some people just too unbalanced and just miserable.
When you miserable see just miserable vibes fire. Spirit just done, you know?
You know? And I just got to dip out the way. Some people understand why I just dip off so quick because I can't take the energy, you know?
Too hot.